the rest of the story. Once upon a time, there was an interior decorator named Jim and an auto mechanic named Charlie who went on a car trip together, their intended destination, the record book. For as far as either knew, nobody had ever before driven an automobile coast to coast and back without once shutting off the engine. There were plenty of reasons not to try it. The risk of starting a fire while refueling, for example, especially in Charlie's old Ford. Still, they took the idea to a Texaco oil company executive named Vos, and he agreed their proposed adventure would be a viable publicity stunt. And then he made Jim and Charlie a deal. If that crate lasts 500 miles, he said, then Texaco will underwrite the entire trip. And they shook on it. Charlie tuned up the old Ford as carefully as he could. It was late July before he was satisfied the car was mechanically perfect. And so on the 26th, Jim Hargis and Charlie Creighton embarked on their bold journey, New York to Los Angeles and back, with the motor running all the way. Taking turns at the wheel, they reached L.A. on the 13th of August. By then, the trip had attracted considerable attention. Reporters were amused to learn that the pair had been arrested in Pennsylvania for creating a public disturbance. Also, that they'd hit a skunk in the road in Ohio, and the odor from that had not completely dissipated yet. And with the Texaco insignia emblazoned on the doors of the old Ford, a friendly nickname had been adopted along the way. Their car was now being called the Star. As of their arrival in Los Angeles, the Star had been running continuously for 456 hours. That's 19 straight days. Now the return trip is underway. And that was finished on Sunday, September 7, when Jim and Charlie drove into the plaza at the end of Battery Place, New York, New York. Photographers were poised to preserve for posterity the most momentous moment of the trek of the Star, that at which, for the first time in 42 days, the engine of Charlie's old Ford would at last rest. Texaco officials were present to congratulate the intrepid travelers. What they accomplished would be newsworthy today. But it was all the more incredible when they completed their journey in September of 1930. You see, the Star, Charlie Creighton's old crate, was a Model A Ford Roadster. And the fastest it had driven throughout the entire trip was at 11 miles an hour. And what makes that remarkable is this. Had Jim and Charlie merely kept their car running coast to coast, you'd probably never have heard of them. But the reason they are now and always will be remembered in the annals of automotive achievement is that when they started their transcontinental round trip in New York City, Charlie's Model A was facing the Atlantic Ocean. And yes, I do mean to say, Jim Hargis and Charlie Creighton made history by driving New York to Los Angeles and back 42 days, 7,180 miles in reverse. They saw America backward. And now you know the rest of the story.